Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I think I was in the midst of telling a story, and then I think we got distracted by, I don't know, sometimes we get distracted.
I hadn't noticed that.
Don Van Natta, Doug, is that the writer?
I don't know.
Is it Natta?
I don't know.
Don Van Natta?
Don Nottingham was the running back for the Dolphins.
Oh, bowling ball. Yeah. Bowling ball, yeah. Played with Boo Boulot.
But this isn't him. This is a writer, and he said yesterday, journalism pro tip, no one will remember your death scoop. They will always, however, remember your death retraction. In other words, Rolling Stone yesterday jumped the gun on the passing of Tom Petty and then had to retract. And then Tom Petty's daughter took to Instagram to MF them real nice-like because Rolling Stone had published that he had passed when in reality he didn't pass until either late last night or early this morning.
No, I think CBS broke that, and then everybody started going what CBS said. Because CBS had a crawl at Tom Petty, breaking news, Tom Petty passes away.
Well, she was directing her thing at Rolling Stone, so maybe it was more than one, I don't know.
Yeah, and then the LAPD had to say, well, we have nothing to do with this. We didn't tell them that he died.
CBS Network had kind of a rough day.
Yeah, CBS was quoting the LAPD saying he passed away.
How about the CBS corporate lawyer saying these people may have deserved to be shot because they were probably Republicans. Can you believe that? Immediately fired. Can you believe someone would say that?
Can't believe that. No, I can believe it. It's awful.
Mike Francesa got caught up in this yesterday as well.
We're playing a lot of Francesa.
Here's what happened on his show. Yes.
On a sad note, Tom Petty died today of a heart attack at 66. I guess he was found dead at 66 of cardiac arrest. Now, wait a second, Mons, get on here. You're the one who told me Tom Petty had passed away. Now you're telling me he's alive?
Well, I said CBS News is reporting.
No, did you tell me he had died?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So, you know, listen, I'm just taking your word for it. You said Tom Petty passed away. Now tell me what happened.
Well, everyone was reporting. CBS is now backtracking.
They're the only ones who reported that he died?
Say that again?
CBS was the only one who reported, or
CBS
did multiple
and
places
else picked up on it.
So, but they're the only ones. They started it.
Yes, that was that.
They were the only ones who reported that.
And
he
then everyone else was using their report.
And now it turns out they were wrong.
They premature on announcing he died.
How are you premature? The guy's either alive or dead. So now they're saying. So wait a second. They actually reported. You told me he died.
Yes.
You got that from CBS.
We get it. Yes. It's not you.
Now it turns out he's not dead.
He's clinging to life.
Well, then he's not dead.
Yes.
How did they jump the gun on that?
They said they got it from the LAPD.
I guess that's how you fill 5 hours. You just keep repeating over and over what you say.
That's throw your producer do. Under the bus. That's what we do.
So, like I made reference to while I was, Doug, you saw me outside on the patio yesterday with Jameson, and he was asleep on my boy chest. And I had the Stern Joe Buck, Michelle Beisner Buck interview playing because I hadn't had a chance to listen to it last week. And Stern, who prides himself on knowing absolutely nothing about sports, which is another thing I'm trying to rip off from him, he brings up the Brooks Koepka girlfriend mix-up. If you recall that at the end of the U.S. Open, how Joe said one name. And anybody who's in this industry, and probably even plenty of people who aren't in this industry, knew that that wasn't Joe. He was handed information. And Stern asked if he was pissed off at the guy. And he said, No. He goes, because for I'm on the air for 4 days, 8 hours at a time, and you have no idea how many times that guy handed me the right information to make me look good. So the one time he gives me the wrong information, I'm not going to throw him under the bus. So Stern kept asking for his name, and he wouldn't do it. And so he protected the guy. Meanwhile, here on Francesa's show.
I don't think it's a real big deal that they missed a guy's girlfriend.
I'm not going to out the fella.
No, I mean, who cares? Had the wrong girlfriend. That's a nothing burger.
Because Joe Buck is classy and Mike Francesa is a douche.
Yeah.
You know what ticks me off, Tim? So you're there with Jameson. He's on your boy chest.
Right.
And you're going to listen to Joe Buck, Howard Stern podcast. You know, Fox Sports Midwest tweets interviews, and I had done a real emotional one with Alex Mejia.
Oh, my God.
And you're not going to go back and listen to that?
I'm going to listen to that today. All right. Listen to it today on my boy chest.
You broke down or he did?
We both did.
Yeah, I saw the video. Yeah. I haven't listened to it yet.
You cried in each other's boy arms?
When I didn't really know much about his background because it was Alex Mejia.
Doug, he was brain dead. Just because a machine's still pumping your heart shouldn't mean you're alive. Thanks. Hunchback of Von Castle.
What does Doug have to do with that?
Nothing. I have absolutely nothing to do with it.
Doug's not the medical examiner here.
No, I was not there. I have no way of knowing whether he was alive or dead.
Well, I put rest in peace on my Facebook page and put American Girl up there with Stevie Nicks, and then they said he wasn't dead.
So did you immediately take it down?
No,
and I mean, apologize if you offended anyone?
No.
I had sex, and now Dad is dead.
Well, sure he is. Yeah, you can't do that.
Sweet deal. Tim gets to cruise around Friday in a used BMW with a drunk diabetic behind the wheel. Thanks. It's from Dave with the cauliflower.
Yeah, but there's air conditioning.
Right, and people don't understand that. Guys, do you realize that Mike Francesa's producer sounds like Matt Rocchio? Thanks. That's from Daniel T. Lemming. Let me see that. I think, you know what? I think that might be a nice
observation.
Oh, we
got to listen to the whole drop again. You're not going to... Well, yeah, he sounded just like...
I guess he was found dead. 66 of cardiac arrest. Now, wait a second. Come on, get on here. You're the one who told me Tom Petty had passed away. Now you're telling me he's alive?
Well, no, I said CBS News is reporting.
That's Rocky.
No, tell me he had died.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, fine. So, you know, listen, I'm just...
So okay. That's the reason Rocky's board hopping here while producing Francesa's show.
I guess with the internet,
it's
possible to do that.
That's a tough commute, man.
Well, you don't have to commute. You got the internet. You got FaceTime and everything else.
Now, let me throw Francesa under the bus. You hear what he said? He reported, looks like Tom Petty was found dead. No, he was never found dead. He was unconscious. They took him to the hospital and revived him.
That
got a pulse back. So he was never found
disgrace.
Dead. So you're just making stuff up there. There's no way the proof said they found him dead.
What the heck do you need to block it for? Hey,
okay.
God, I guess that's the move. I'm telling you, the more I listen to it,
right.
You gotta just take calls and argue with people. I guess that's the move. Well, then maybe argue with the producers.
I argue with some of the people that call in here. That doesn't get us anywhere.
He's a horse's ass for doing that.
I mean, can you be that upset about James Franklin's defensive strategy in the final minute of a game against Georgia State? And the answer is yes.
Kick block team. He's got to try and block a kick at 56-0. He's a horse's ass for doing that. That's a quote. I had to do it. Had to do with we had our fourth team on the field. We didn't have a 14 field goal block. What the heck do you need to block it for? Let the ball go through the uprights.
All right,
you jerk.
All right.
Isn't this playing 56-0 Penn State game? By the
Penn State Georgia State. Well, Penn State Georgia State's a big game in Manhattan. Doug, Jason Barrett, as I made reference to, he was in town, and the Sea Monster. The Sea Monster, I'm going to use my one time to use you on the air on Tuesday, which is high risk, so now I can't do it the rest of the week. But of the guest ideas you pitch me, what percentage would you say I actually wind up saying yes to? Is there a pen here? Could I write it down before...
I have a Doug Vaughn pen. I can.
Yeah, why don't I throw that to so I can write it down to see... So because it's like playing the newlywed game. How often... Do you and your wife make whoopee? All right, so I'm going to write this down so you can't see.
Well, I'm not married yet, Tim.
That's right. Well, it was an example from the great Bob Eubanks. Okay, I've got it. All right, let's see if we're on the same page. You pitch me, you email me, you text me ideas on guests, and I say yes to what percentage?
Are we talking about for this show or for the podcast?
In general, I think it's still
because I fire a lot more bullets on the show of random ideas than I would maybe for the podcast.
Yeah, right. Yep.
On the podcast, I think we're probably like an 80%.
I would agree with that.
Where maybe on the show, we're maybe more of a toss up.
So you're going 50-50 on that?
Yeah, I fire all sorts of weird boy, random ideas.
Boy, you, sir. It's lower. Everyone knows it's lower.
Iggy wrote 5 and then a symbol from Greek mythology and a 0. Is that 5%?
Five.
I wrote 25%. I wrote 25%.
Toss up. What kind of...
I love your ideas, but they're usually radio tours, and I don't like radio tours. Like, where we have them for 10 minutes, because I know we're not going to get good stuff. That's my reasoning.
Oh, I get that. I'm talking about Sea Monster.
Yeah, but you don't know what Sea Monster sends me, do you?
Well, I have an idea, but it's kind of like what I used to do, and what maybe Producer Joe used to do, and...
I'm just not real... I love guests for podcasts. I don't really love guests for the show. I don't know why. I just know that's where I am. I might be wrong. I'm just telling you that's where I am.
That wasn't a shot, the 5%.
No, that's I'm not saying it was a shot.
Because a lot of the guests I would imagine you
it's
got
to be frustrating to come up with ideas and then only bat 250, so to speak. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm coming from, don't feel bad when you say no to me because
it's never personal.
Oh, I know, because they're radio tours and I just think maybe Tim will like it.
Well, I like if you and the Plowhawk would do these interviews, they'd be much better than us. And then you guys can take like a minute or 2 minutes from them and then...
Six
minutes would be great. 6 minutes. And then I bet it would be much better than the stuff we would do.
But he said it's a toss-up, meaning 50-50, where he knows it's less than 50. I got to believe...
I'm surprised you thought 50%.
That you are... No, because he's trying to be a bit of a kiss-up, sea monster. You know,
I have no managerial powers at this radio station.
Well, I think that percentage has gone up now that I've been on the show for 2 years now to where I kind of instinctively know...
Doug, will you
a little
rule
bit more
on this?
Than I used to.
You hit the gong. Do you think Seymour by saying it's a toss up is a lemming?
I don't see the guests that he suggested to have.
About
I don't
this
know.
Or that. We hear about it.
I hear about next to nothing. I don't know. I don't know how many guests you suggest.
Where are my shoes?
When was the last time you say, "Hey, Doug, here's the guest I'm going to suggest to Tim"? That happens 0 times.
We talking about boobs?
Well, anyway. The Sea Monster emails me and he says, "What about having Barrett on the podcast?" And I'm going, "God, no." And then I thought about it. I'm like, "That's a great idea." I totally 180'd. It's like I was running for office. I totally 180'd on. I go, you know, I mean, I realize if we do want to have an audience outside of St. Louis, which is eventually the goal, most people wouldn't care. But for those who are TMA people, I bet they would find it interesting to hear a lot of the fun and games. About how the cat got a new bathroom, about the Bob Fesco experience. And then also I do just like talking about the business in general. If people want to blow past that, they can always just bail on the podcast or fast forward through whatever. So I thought it was I did think it was a good idea. And then you reached out to him and what did he say?
Well, he was concerned that since he was in town specifically to do some work over at 101, that would be a conflict of interest if he were to... do something with us.
But what about ranking all of 101 shows in his top 10? Is that a conflict?
Yeah, what work would he have to do at 101?
And also, how is it a conflict to be a guest on a podcast? When you say doing something with you, he's a guest on a podcast. He has, you know, he has his own thing going, which is out in the public. So it's not like he's working for 590. I don't get that.
Kat, I agree with you. However, if I was over in the 101 building as, you know, a programmer there, and I see him show up on Tim's podcast, I'm probably not ecstatic about that.
Then,
if we just paid for that guy to come to town.
If that's the case.
If they did pay for his travel and his accommodations and food and all that, I would get that part. I don't know if that was the
arrangement. But that's not like he's not working for 590. He's a guest on a podcast promoting his website and all the stuff he does. So if that's the case, then he probably shouldn't do rankings. If it's a conflict to come on another station that he doesn't consult for, clearly he shouldn't do rankings.
Well, I'm not a journalist, Kat, so I didn't ask that follow up. But that would be great content for the podcast. Should we ever nail him down?
Yeah, I don't have a beef with him. I'm just saying he has a website where he talks about issues in the industry, and you know, he tweets about it, so now he'd be a guest talking about some of his content. I don't understand how that would be a conflict. And if it is, then maybe it's a bigger factor in his rankings than he lets on.
Right. And so when you do an interview with Bob Fesco, who I truly have no issue with, as we have said 500 times, he was put in a really rough position.
Very nice guy.
Yes, and has been, it seems, very successful in Kansas City. But then you revisit what took place with the Morning Grind for those periods of times and then blame me for the show not working. But meanwhile, I've been here for the 13 years where it has worked. That seemed convenient for me not to have an opportunity to, you know, at least politely decline while I'm getting thrown under the bus. Doesn't seem particularly fair. And again, I just wanted to have the discussion with him. But like I said, I like talking about the business, and I thought it would have been a good podcast, truly. But I do understand if 101 is paying for him to be in St. Louis, and they paid for his flight from wherever he's coming from, I think New York now, upstate, I think. I don't know.
Gosh, I don't know.
I thought you guys exchanged.
No, I don't know his address.
Wait, you just said you FaceTime him.
I don't know. I don't know where he lays out his shingle.
Yeah, I still don't see that. I understand that if you're working for someone, they pay the freight. But if it's just doing a podcast, it's not like you came here, you're asking him to come here and look at the books or how to market anything. You're talking to him about his business.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
That's all.
I don't think he wants to talk to Tim. Because you haven't been on his podcast, Jess, which would have been perfect considering the many times he's talked about you.
He does seem to talk about me often.
Yeah, but he hasn't invited you on his podcast. I just think he doesn't want to talk.
Perhaps that's it. Perhaps that you might be right. Yeah, you might be right. And then therefore the cat would also be right. I get it. If my company, if Inside STL were paying for somebody, I don't know who Inside STL's competition is, but if there was a competing thing and all of a sudden that person shows up. But I don't view, and I don't think 101 views us as competition.
No, they don't. They don't.
You know, because we do two totally different things. So I don't know. Whatever. Either way, Jason Barrett, Doug, has a strong take. On teasing online content. Okay. Take this is teasing online
probably
content.
Something we all need to hear.
Be sure to check out the piece this week written by Monique Medina. Monique works in Los Angeles for iHeart and shared some great insight on why sports radio brands should be utilizing GIFs to enhance their social media presentations.
Doug, you want to hear that again? Because there might have been somebody under it.
Be sure to check out the piece this week written by Monique Medina. Monique works in Los Angeles for iHeart and shared some great insight on why sports radio brands should be utilizing GIFs to enhance their social media presentations.
GIFs or GIFs?
Little tiny video snippets, just a few second long video snippets.
Was it GIFs or GIFs? I agree with you. I can't tell.
GIFs.
Are you sure it could have been GIFs? We gave away the Fox robot on a rainbow bike for 3 weeks.
And a Cracker Barrel rocking chair.
That was not a hit.
Why sports radio brands should be utilizing GIFs to enhance their social media presentation.
GIFs. G-I-F.
Wow. I thought it was GIFs initially.
No.
So GIFs, like little video guys of someone going, you're the best?
It's for the people that have...
You had me at hello?
Yeah, they need entertainment, and they have very short attention span. I think that's what
radio is all about. It's 3-second videos.
I can't wait to see how many people write in as Monique Medina today for the Hot Shots email of the day.
I got news for you. You want to promote something?
What do you got?
You throw in a cardinal birthday. And
that seems to be the way to get it done. Doug, also, he had a take on... the NFL's protests.
The first viewing and social media experience has been hijacked by who's protesting the anthem and who isn't. Hypocritical owners and a sorry excuse for a commissioner have tried to use Donald Trump's comments to spike interest during a time when game ratings have dipped. And by the way, some of these people are the same folks who contributed to Trump's campaign and have sought to avoid adding Colin Kaepernick to a roster. I mean, seriously, we're showing Ray Lewis take a knee on the sidelines in London after he just blasted Colin Kaepernick for taking a stand on television. We've got Rex Ryan calling out Trump for his controversial remarks, yet he introduced him at a rally, voted for him, and he built his own damn career off of doing the exact same thing. Come on already, this is nonsense.
Clip that off.
I don't really know what his take was either.
I don't know what it was.
Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what's his take?
Come on already. This is nonsense.
That's the take.
That's the take. I thought
it was worth it just for the drop.
I thought it was building up to something a little deeper than that. Come on already. This is nonsense.
It's a nice take.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to say.
It's a nice take.
Mm-hmm.
Jack?
I enjoyed it the other 9 times I read it in the newspaper that other people said it.
Come on already. This is nonsense. Come on already. This is nonsense.
That could be the name of this show.
I love that.
Paul, okay, it seems like you're comfortable with this board, but I guess it's the same board that you had in the podcast studio.
Yeah, same board, although, like I said, a Zoolander thing, if you don't know the movie, I have a tough time turning right. So, like, all the keyboards and everything is
muscle
on my right-hand side.
Muscle memory.
So I'm getting used to pressing the right keyboard and looking at the screens.
Can't you put the
right
screen over
left.
There? Can't you
I would much prefer left? It right here. There's more room right here. So I'll get used to it. It's an adjustment period.
Okay.
How great are the new studios?
Oh, fantastic. I love the equipment.
I just can't help but because I guess I recall walking in here in, Doug, when was that, January?
I don't know.
You guys walked in arm in arm.
We did.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, let's get in from the cold. And we're squeezing together.
You were
body
squeezing together, I remember.
Not a word of truth to any of it.
And where we're sitting right now was a dentist's office. And over there, Doug, if you look to your east, do you like to look to your east?
I don't really think of it in terms of the east. Okay. I'm looking to the right,
right
where
right.
I sit now. It happens to be the east.
There was a hair salon there, and so now to see this where it is and to know that where the Kirkwood Brewhouse patio is that we're looking at right now and it's all ready to go, and to know that we were here in January all huddled together with our body warmth, the only thing keeping us from freezing to death, there was a large shrub growing up because it was all empty. And now you see a patio there, studios here, and I know there's still some more things to go because I got to put up the acoustic paneling to improve the sound quality in the studios.
Okay.
And that'll happen here over the next couple of days. You see the paneling lying on the floor, so it'll go up.
To the south of us.
That's right. So you do speak.
The paneling is to the south of us. Right.
And Manchester's to the north of us.
It is.
Yeah.
So this is fun. I really love the location. It's perfect.
I only wish that they had kept the ladies' hair salon as part of this office. I think that would have been great.
That would have been fun. That would have been fun.
If we could go and get our hair done and maybe bring some of the
gals. You taking a shot?
Bring some of the gals in here to share a word about their
or keep
color.
Those chairs.
Have them come in
while
for FFF.
Or having hot takes have that perm helmet on.
Nice.
You know, you can kind of heat your hair up in the winter.
That I would have enjoyed.
It was an older clientele.
Yes. You know,
and I don't think too many of them were on the Twitter tweets or on Facebin. Oh, I think a few were on Snapchat. But I'd be sitting there at my table at Kirkwood Brewhouse, and, you know, 2 months after the thing had shut down, I would see them make their way up to the hair salon, and then they would see a note on the door that it's no longer there, and they were getting
ready.
Did
you make an appointment before you came? Didn't you call first?
And what sucks is, like, with...
And I felt like I did this. Look what I did to these people.
Yeah. Like, with older people, they kind of make a day out of little things like that. So
right.
That, so for us, I'll go to great clips on, you know, the other side of Manchester.
I'll use
these
my wall paint.
There were probably some who walked here from the surrounding neighborhood. I'll just walk over and get my hair
and
done.
And I took their hair salon away from them, and I feel badly.
Did the salon move, or did it
did
go
move.
Out of business?
It did move. Doug, so where did that move?
It's still
it moved
around.
To the east.
I don't know. I don't know where the hell it moved. I haven't checked. I just wish it hadn't moved. I wish they were still here and we could see.
Well, but then the sea monster wouldn't have an office.
Well, would you hit on the ladies or something?
What no, I just thought it would be interesting to see them come and go and see what they've
I'm
done with their hair.
I'm interested in the, what do you call that studio over here where someone could get buzzed in off the street to ask a question?
Oh, the Cuck Studio? Yeah, that'll be set up sometime this week. We already know how to get into the Cuck Studio. Now it's how do you spit
That's
a hot
take.
That's what
I'm looking forward to. Now, I haven't seen one curious passerby. We used to have the guy with the dog who seemed like a 70-year-old gentleman walk by every day.
He was probably looking for the salon, too.
You know what? When I was up here on Friday night having a taste, Rusty Michener comes up to me and says he sees that guy walking his dog and he can tell me what his route is. Rusty Michener knows that guy's route.
Really? Boy, that is fascinating stuff
but
there,
he's
Mitchie.
Had his fill of us because he don't come around
He does not come around anymore.
Well, the patio's open now. He used to come when it was empty. Now that there's tables, I guess he
no,
feels...
No, but he could still walk by. We'd see him through the, what do you call that, lattice work? What do you call that?
Lattice work. That's exactly
yeah,
right.
Lattice
I guess
work.
Maybe that's lattice, yeah.
Plowboy, do you have the drop of the guy saying why when the girl doesn't want him to look at her feet? Thanks. That's from the South County window washer. Doug, sometimes people text in requests for drops on the show. I don't know.
And we dutifully play them. Filesy is looking for it now. That's it. That's, he stopped what he was doing, got to a computer. Was it an email or a text?
It was a text.
I got to his phone and texted that in.
Yes.
And now
yes,
he's happy.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
People Doug, like the, different things, Doug.
Doug, the Michener's are a great Kirkwood family.
Yeah, I know them.
Brandon Michener's. Was in my 2008 class. Thanks, Craig, the CPA.
Yeah, he played baseball, Little League baseball against one of my kids.
Hey, guys, in honor of Tom Petty, can you play Taylor Dane's I'll Be Your Shelter as background music? That's from Goat Boy.
Nope, we can't.
Was not that allowed. A Tom Petty cover? I'll Be Your Shelter.
I don't think so.
I don't
Has
know.
Taylor well, Dane done anything in like 30 years?
We're pressed for time today.
Come yeah. on already. This is nonsense.
And then the Barstool Chicks. Let's see how quick we can get that. Tim, vision. You had vision and turned an old dentist office into a podcast palace fit for a king. Doug, that's...
Timmy. We ran people out who were getting their molars fixed. They were getting cavities. You know, you have bad dental problems that can lead to all kinds of health issues. We just threw them out on the street. We had... old ladies walking in from the neighborhood. Oh, I get to go to my salon that I've been going to for 50. Gone! All of it gone.
Now, here's what I always enjoy.
I had eminent domain.
We've been around this business for a long time, this sports talk radio business. And anytime we've had a new studio or anything even resembling new, initially someone spills something.
Right.
And then they go overboard with the signs that no one's allowed to have a beverage in the studio. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to that. Little battle. Right, ooh. We come in here, we have a water, maybe a
well, to be honest, Doug's the one
drink.
That always spills his drink.
What I think I spilled?
I've wow, seen wow. you spilt that cup of ice at least 5 times in the last, like, 4 months.
Oh, usually on the floor, though, not on the equipment.
Well, you just said you hadn't spilled it at
all. I
don't
remember
so
the last time
floor
I spilled anything. You spill your tobacco juice from time to time.
You're spittoons. Looking at me while you're talking to me like that. Well, I keep my smoking outside.
Good for you. Okay.
Well, I do too. If ever I'm going to smoke, it'll be outside, but I never do. So I
But
don't.
He just said you spilled a lot, and you
I
said
don't
you don't remember
lot,
spilling, and then no. you said only on the floor.
I don't spill a lot. I've spilled a time or two over the course of 10 years, sure. I think we all have. I'm not taking the fall for this.
There'll be a sign, label maker sign.
Iggy, are you upset about this? Is this what you were telling me about? Doug, have you read this MarieClaire.com article?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
inside a 2-day sex party at a nudist resort.
Oh, maybe I missed that one.
And it's by Caitlin Menza.
Not a bad-looking broad, either.
And she was sent to hedonism?
Not, I read the article about wicker versus rattan. I didn't get the one about the hedonism.
You like wicker, right? You're a wicker
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, it's hard to fix, though, if you break it.
Yeah, and very costly. You wouldn't think
I know,
so.
I know.
Yeah, I read the article.
Well, go ahead, Tim. Talk about your orgy
now. You get a
now.
Caribbean feel. You get a Caribbean feel to it.
Go ahead, Tim. Give us our orgy update now. Go ahead.
When I tell people I'm going to a naked resort in Jamaica, they respond as though I've just revealed my salary or the details of my last menstruation. Mm-hmm. It's a long pause, blink, or a visible shift backward in their seats. Several ask after a pause, are you a naked person? I don't know. What's a naked person? A naked person probably owns more beads than I do. Just beaded necklaces every day. A naked person probably sleeps with crystals under her pillow to ward off negative stuff and leaves candles burning and pees with the door open. Is this true what naked people do?
I don't
Is that
know
true, Iggy? Is that what goes on? At...
No.
So you're offended by the narrative already?
Well, already. And there's some things in there that don't happen that I think she made up.
So she decides to go to Hedonism 2 in Negril, Jamaica. Isn't that your spot?
That's Hedo.
That's it. A clothing optional resort that bills itself as the world's most iconic adult playground. And I always thought that was Hurricane Harbor. Because they invite me and I'm devoted to having experiences, I'm a professional experience haver.
Oh, please.
Don't get over yourself.
Stop it. You're the only one who ever does anything. Everyone else just sits there. But you get NACO.
And it also takes a higher intellect to really appreciate the experiences and then call them experiences. While you might say... Yeah, we went to this place.
Right. I'm just
she
running chores.
Experienced yeah. it.
I know. At the front desk, the receptionist gets me a red stripe beer. Is that true? Is that
no,
actual?
That
thing?
Never happens.
That never happens.
No.
What do they give you at the front desk?
Nothing. Condoms. If you want a beer, you go to the bar and get it. And that's usually what they do. Your room isn't ready yet. If you want to go to the bar and have a drink, there's no other receptionist is sitting there. Hi, welcome, Jane. Hey, there's a red stripe. No, they don't have red stripe behind there. So
okay,
she lied
calm
about
down,
that.
Fella.
I'm just pointing out the lies.
Okay.
I think that's good, though. We're fact-checking.
Right. Trying to make it look like she's really welcome there. No, that's...
I mean, it's quite obvious at this point someone is being lied to.
And the receptionist asks if it's my first time to Hedo, as everyone calls it. Yep. So you're a virgin, he says, with an eyebrow up. I wonder if that's like the Rock's people's eyebrow. I can't
do
that.
Iggy, did that happen? Do you think that could have happened?
Well, it could happen if you're a first-timer. But
don't you think everybody's a first-timer? Not many would say, boy, I got to go back there.
Iggy wants to go back.
No, 95% of the people are happy to say we've been here 10 times, 12 times, 15
really?
Times.
Nice. Even with that naked plumber from Cleveland that you had to room with that one time?
I didn't room with him.
First time to Jamaica? Yes. A double virgin, he says. Oh, God. So this is where I am.
This is clever wordplay. I would go just for the clever wordplay.
Like a wuss, I start the vacation proper by reading in a hammock on the prude side. Do a lot of people do that? Are they reading in hammocks on the prude side? Is that what goes on there? Because I don't know.
Yeah, if you've never been naked before, you always go to the prude side because you don't want to take your clothes off.
Sure.
But then it starts to rain, so I rush back toward my room. At the same time, everyone else on the nude side also dashes for cover. 40 to 50 middle-aged naked people are running to the beach bar for shelter.
Yeah, boy.
That happens, yeah.
I stand on my deck watching the rain, and their 80 to 100 butt cheeks all in a row as they cram into the bar, chatting and laughing and probably casually touching their genitals to each other's thigh areas.
Okay.
Did she write that, or is that you injecting
no,
that?
No, it's not a copy. I'm reading what's in the prompter. What's in the prompter? It's around then that I start making some fresh observations about the human form. Men naturally have more muscular butts.
She just learned this. She just learned this. How old is this gal?
Hey, do you know this woman?
I don't know.
She's probably fake, too, like the rest of them. It's not even a real person. They just have some copy editor writing under a nom de plume.
The marketing guy
at
the Hedo.
Just pumping stuff out.
Right. Doug, men have more muscular butts, even as they get older, which is so unfair. Most women just look like their torsos were sliced toward the bottom.
It's just a cheese.
We also all have the same roll of fat below our belly buttons provided by God and Darwin. Oh, so they got together.
No, it's provided by donuts and cheeseburgers. That's what provides it.
To protect the uterus, and it casts a shadow over our crotch. For all the men.
That's not what it's there for.
No, it's a shadow creator.
Yeah, that's a, listen, I eat too much, but I'm going to blame God because my uterus needs protecting.
For all the mental and financial and cultural effort put into maintaining the pubic hair trend du jour, you can't even really see what women are doing down there unless you're at close range. Nature put in a portico. What does that mean? Wasn't that an Al Pacino movie?
I don't portico? Know what it means.
I think it was.
I don't
shrubs?
Know.
Right.
Okay.
When the rain blows over, I decide to wade into the proverbial waters of my own nakedness. I start by just hanging out on my patio topless with a bikini bottom on, which is easy. Topless is basically my preferred state of affairs already. Then I inch out further, past my deck, so I'm sitting on a lounge chair in just bottoms and a large floppy, necessary not just for privacy but for sun protection hat. I am armed also with my favorite kind of book. I like that. I'm armed with my favorite kind of book.
So she can act like she's reading, but she has dark sunglasses so you can actually look at the other people, but they think maybe you're reading.
A hefty 500-page novel about college kids coming of age. After sitting still for around 4 minutes, I rip off my bikini bottoms quickly, like I'm about to pee behind a tree.
Okay. Don't read it with such gusto.
Don't read any more anyway. Sea Monster sent you this?
Yeah.
Or did Iggy?
Hey, sneaky
Sea Monster
Bonds.
Sent it to
sneaky.
Me, and Iggy brought up he had some complaints with the
Iggy's
article.
He's saluting me now. Give me that. Hey, Plaza, can you give me the disgusted girls drop, please? I think it's appropriate here. Hold on. It's important. Thank you.
My deck also offers a private hot tub. Is that true, Iggy? All decks have private hot tubs?
Not all, but some on the nude side do.
Okay. And I'm sitting in the bubbling water alone, watching the sunset with a champagne flute. Champagne flute?
Yeah, it's a type of glass.
I would call
I
it
think
glass.
They have those.
When a muscular man and his penis walk by.
God, Vinny Christmas.
I'm admiring it when he pivots toward me and asks if I would like to get dinner with him and his girl tonight. A bemused, sure, falls out of my drowsy sunburned face.
And his girl. She just fell for a threesome just like that.
Is it that easy
Some
now?
Some stranger walks by with a penis and she fell for it just like that.
Come on already. This is nonsense.
Yes, it is.
And there's no way he stops and asks that without small talk. He doesn't walk, hey, dinner with me and my girl tonight? That doesn't happen.
Yeah, that doesn't seem
and
realistic.
Says, sure.
No.
Sure.
It can happen at Kirkwood Brew House. It can happen at Kirkwood Brew House on Friday.
You have a swinger section, a devoted swinger section.
Especially with this patio.
This night they were serving potatoes au gratin, so maybe it happened.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, all bets are off at that point.
And then we complain about God for making our guts.
Takes this broad a day to get her bottoms off, and she's going to go for a threesome right off the bat?
You don't believe it.
No, it's for the article.
A bemused sure falls out of my drowsy, sunburned face. What the hell have I just done, I wonder, as he saunters away. Getting ready for this date as a transitional pitch change.
Okay.
There was no discussion of time or anything.
It was just the next, there was the next paragraph.
We have this. There's your dissolve.
Ooh, that was good.
Okay, now she's getting ready. Go ahead.
And there was probably a fade at it. Getting ready for this date resembles how I get ready for others. Shower and blast Beyonce and text my friends about what could go right and wrong. That's fun. It's fun to be.
Gag me off. Gag me with a spoon.
Dressed and wearing what I think is the right amount of makeup for Jamaican humidity, I head to our meeting spot at the bar, where a woman in a page boy wig?
I was waiting for ridiculous description about how beautiful this 21-year-old long-legged blonde was going to be. I just
spilled.
You just spilled. We're 2 days into the new studio.
Get the
you just
sign.
Spilled.
Boys, get the sign up. No beverages in the studio.
I told you, Dougie.
God bless us all.
I was gesticulating.
Doug, it was only the floor, so it doesn't count as a spill in your world.
I was just gesticulating.
Why we can't have nice things, Tim.
Okay, go ahead with your little story.
And the story is so hot.
Not really.
What is a page boy wig?
I don't know.
Page boy is a
Dorothy
real short, real, yeah, real short haircut.
Interesting.
Very short.
You don't see a lot of those right now. Well, that was all the rage in like the early 80s after the Winter Games, wasn't it?
Yeah, she screwed up writing this. It's not really an attractive hairstyle. It's not really what you would fantasize about.
Where a woman in a page boy wig and a dress cut to her belly button comes up to me immediately and says my name. It's my date! We head to the Italian restaurant on the property and settle in. Is that your favorite restaurant on the property?
Pastafari, yes.
Yeah. So you know the name of the restaurant?
Sure.
And it's called Pastafarian?
Pastafari.
My favorite hole in the property.
Come here often? Teehee. The couple tells me some things. They met while in a threesome. Boy, that doesn't happen enough, does it?
I wouldn't think. What happened to the other gal?
He was dating her
so
friend.
So he dropped his wife.
Well, you answered the question. Okay. You're interrupting.
Sorry,
I'm in the
go ahead. It's just all so stupid.
They met while in a threesome. He was dating her friend, and she stole him away. But all three people are cool now. They've been together for 8 years, but aren't in any rush to get married. He has a school-aged daughter from a previous relationship.
Right.
She has a son in law school. They've been to hedonism a few times, not so much for the swinging, but for the thrill of public sex. They ask me about my romantic life and career and are more engaged in my answers than most dates I've ever had. This sounds like it's going well.
So far, yeah.
Does this all seem believable to you?
No.
It doesn't. Why doesn't it seem believable?
No, well, first of all, they met while they were banging other people, and then they stole him away at a threesome.
That doesn't happen.
And I don't think... The man had a penis that walked by. She said, never met the girl. Mm-hmm. How did she point her out at the bar? Oh, there's
was
my
there
date.
Are there a lot of eunuchs running around the property? I mean, why was that such a...
I don't know. There's just so much in this article that doesn't make sense.
No.
At the end of the meal, I feel those nerves that I get ahead of at the end of any first date. How do I end this? And is the person going to kiss me? And do I want them to?
Oh.
But the couple announces they're going back to their room to... Oh, my God, she used the F word. I almost just read the F word. Can you even imagine, Doug?
No.
It's casual, like someone begging off because they're tired. I wish them well and fortified with 4 to 6 strawberry daiquiris. I attend the resort's Tuesday night theme party alone. The Bear As You Dare glow pool party. Iggy, is that true? The Bear As You Dare?
That's a new one. I haven't been to that one.
Black lights are lit and glow sticks are distributed, and I take off my dress and dance around sans any creepers. Mm. This is fun.
She's just got a belly full of Italian food. I'm sure it's a wonderful
blown
sight.
Blown with daiquiris.
She just got blown off.
Yeah, but that's
off.
From God and Darwin.
She just got blown off by two strangers, one of them in a page boy wig. Sounds like this is a real peach.
Now she's just had dancing the
unlimited,
alone.
Yeah, just had the unlimited breadsticks at the Italian place. Time to throw off your clothes and dance naked in the breeze. How's the story end, Tim?
God, it seems like there's about 12 more pages, and I just don't know if we have the...
We'll just say scene.
She does talk about having... I still don't know if she has a bush or not.
That's your takeaway, huh? How about you clip that off? Write that down. M&M's?
What wound up happening? Because I don't have the time. I'll be a half hour on a Frank show if I keep reading this. Does she wind up hooking up with anybody?
No, she hooks up with nobody.
Why don't you just read the last paragraph?
She's only there for 2 days.
Just the last paragraph, and I think we can figure out what would have gone in the body.
All right, I'm just reading the last paragraph.
Okay, go.
Welcome home, the man at Hedonism's front desk had said when I arrived, and I rolled my eyes. But I get it a bit more now. All those repeat and repeat and repeat visitors, they want to feel free.
Okay.
Thirty.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen anywhere.
Very rarely, if you've never been there before, they don't give you a nude side room.
That's right. That's what you're saying. They ease you in with the prude side, and then as you get comfortable, you go to the nude side. And you're saying there isn't a hot tub on the prude side, so therefore she is. Oh, there is. Yeah. I thought you said the hot tub in the room was only a nude side deal.
No, the private hot tub.
Private hot tub done.
On the patio. And I think the prude side has a couple of private hot tubs, too.
The average age down there is what?
40. 50. 35, 38, 40.
Oh, I would have thought older than
that. Are age spots common?
I guess. I don't know.
Now, Doug, I still think it'd be great for the show to go down there. I think the Plowhawk would emerge as a bull.
No, it would be an entertaining
I think I
week.
Would get a lot of offers for threesomes.
You do?
Yeah. Well, I think he would, yeah.
Guys, Hedo sounds like the last place you'd want to shine a black light. Iggy's murder room probably has less stains. Thanks. That's Bruce Patrick's werewolf down.
That is a good point, especially if you're out by the hot tub.
That's where you're going to see a lot of...
And what do people pay to do this?
Yeah, they try to tell you that's just the suntan oil floating. I don't think so.
What do people pay to risk their health like this?
I don't know, it's pretty expensive.
A couple thousand?
Maybe, I don't know, 300 a night maybe? 350 a night per person? I haven't paid forever, so.
Having the time of his life.
Because the marketing guy took care of you.
Yeah. You need to go back, Iggy.
You really
time
do.
Is getting short.
With a hidden camera.
You know, within a few
find
years.
Find some place to hide it. There's not a lot of places.
No, we need to send Iggy just for so he can enjoy
and
it.
And the Plowhawk.
Because at some point, Iggy, over the next 5 years, you're going to not be able to enjoy many of the things you do now because of age.
So we need to get you down there with the Plowhawk. You guys would be
probably
going to
break a hip soon.
Plowhawk, how would your significant other feel about you going down to hedonism?
I don't know how I'd broach that subject to her, but I think if I said, hey, it's for work, it's journalism. Right.
Exactly.
You know, I got to get on the grind. I got to be on scene.
Just leave the Hedo part out. Say they rewarded me with a vacation trip to Jamaica. And that's all you need to say.
Does she listen to the show?
Yeah, her and her dad do.
Oh, no.
That might be
that's all.
No, they're good people.
Big Al just sent in a picture, a screenshot of his scorecard. Doug, he just parred number one.
Great.
Great.
Yeah, and that means it's true, too. You couldn't just write down any number on a scorecard.
Guys, does this broad call the dance club a disco? No, because she isn't a 65-year-old AM radio producer living in the past. That's from Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
Well, they call it a disco, so I don't know what else I should call it.
Good for you, Iggy. Good for you, Iggy.
What are you supposed to call it, a club?
You can find me in the club.
I guess you could call it a club, but everybody down there calls it a disco.
A disco, sure.
Guys, Iggy, what's the STD situation like at Hedo? Thanks, Meat Rocket 8.
That's got to be out of control.
I've never asked.
I mean, is anybody who's going to bang, though, I mean, you're not going to go into the storm without an umbrella, right? I mean, that's just got to be understood.
You would think so, but there was a South African lady down there.
Can't wait for the rest of this one.
Iggy, no.
Any good story starts with, but there was a South African lady down there.
She was, I think we counted 70 different people in the week we were there.
That she was,
just,
with?
Poor guy was just minding his own business, laying in a lounge chair, reading a book, and she just came up and started going to town on him. And this guy...
So he must have been sitting there with a wood.
After that, yeah.
Well, you don't have
he
to...
Just, he looked up
it usually
from his
goes
book.
The inverse for me.
The funny was he looked up from his book and said, yeah, okay, went back to reading and just let her go, but... some one guy was all excited, and I said, you didn't even wear a condom? think I should have. I said, well, she's been with like 90 guys this week, and she's from South Africa. You may want to do something there, buddy. He was scared the rest of the trip.
Hey, Tim, watch this. I'm in the club with a condom on, all Under Armour on. Action Bronson, do-rag versus headband. Hot fire. Juan from PP Corp.
I didn't care for that comment.
But Juan from the PP Corp, a beta with your son.
Yeah, I don't care.
Doug, a lot of people wonder how one can keep their skin soft, keep their skin smooth.
Okay, and we're done with the Hedo talk now, apparently.
Now I'm going to have to start over again because when Danny Packer sends the spot in,
all right.
They're going to go.
Okay, I just want to. Because I could breathe.
I was doing a Harry's spot a couple weeks ago, and the Tony Messenger drop played, and I was scolded by the advertiser saying, if you can, leave out talk of shaving nut sacks with our with our product.
Okay, so let's have a reset. Let me give you a fade.
Wow, what a game last night in Kansas City. The Chiefs holding off the Redskins, and what a bad beat for gamblers in Las Vegas. Over and the Chiefs cover on the final play. Oh, and by the way, have you checked out the latest from Harry's? Oh,
I haven't. Like to hear about it.
Yeah, well, here's what you got. Get a great shave at an inexpensive price. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory. By taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade, compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. What do you get with Harry's? Well, you get this. Harry's razors include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. It's all from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. Got some dry skin.
We'll pick
on the
at
left
it.
Side of my nose, and it's itchy.
Okay.
Watch this. Itchy, itchy, and scratchy show.
That's what you're honest with the audience.
I give them the information they need. I give them the information they need. It's time for the Hot Shots email today. Just got a text here. 314. Doug, I just birdied number 18 at Augusta. That's a tough...
Who was that?
Just says 314.
Okay, I don't buy it.
So you don't buy the big...
No, I was able to par. Think he did par. I don't think he'll ever par another hole the rest of his life. He's not much of a player, is he?
If you really not got a long off the tee.
If you really got a lot of pars, would you write down the score and then text in a picture of it?
I would.
Would you do that? Come on, Al.
Hey, kiddos. So I heard the news about Tom Petty. Let me get this straight. A creepy-looking guy with long, stringy blonde hair that likes to make videos of himself dancing with women's corpses, and people are not 100% sure whether he is alive or dead. But enough about Iggy. R.I.P., Tom. That's from the Webster Wienpeeker.
Webster Wienpeeker.
Guys, Plops here, AM and the PM. Tim, I don't want to step on any toes, but do you think any of the other shows in the station would enjoy me writing emails to them? I fear that if the super gay stuff that you three thrive on starts bombarding your new afternoon show, it's only going to ruffle up somebody's beef curtains.
No!
As much as I'd hate to see somebody prune get all prolapsed over some silly emails, I'd love to hear Charlie Tuna rip and read a letter about me neck deep in some South County tush and bush behind a concession stand. Picture that in your head. He'd get halfway through the email and then say something like, I don't know what the hell this guy's talking about, but if you want to talk about Floyd Irons running a 232, give us a call right now. Lines are open. Thanks. That comes from Misty Plops, prolapsed prune aficionado.
Misty Plops, prolapsed prune aficionado.
Franco Pinion, Doug, 3-6 now here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, Franco Pinion.
Right.
He's been doing it and doing it at like the highest level of the game for, I don't know how long, decades?
That's as big a name as we have in St. Louis radio.
I'm telling you.
He's not going to probably appreciate email. I think prune.
Frank and I, we were having, during the photo shoot, we were talking about things, and I don't know if we got into the text inbox thing or not, but I don't know if he's a text inbox guy. It's good to kind of wean yourself either on it or off it.
I would warn someone of the horrors that comes with it.
Right. Howdy. I like how Larry asked the cat if he listened to the recap this week. or last week. Yes, the man who hasn't slept in 42 years set his Mike Shannon alarm clock just to get the latest wrestling dish. John Cena pulled the hammy. Jimmy Superfly Snuka is mounting a comeback, and Captain Lou Albano is in dire straits and auctioning off the rubber bands from his beard. The cat probably said, maybe I don't miss that stupid show after all, when he found out he was included on a top 10 list of countries alongside Jerusalem and that other great superpower, Paul Reiser. Welcome back, Mr. Hayes. That's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Morning, gents. So I just started driving for Uber to make a little extra cash, and I also love to PLTD the program. I thought it would be a perfect combo, you know, being in my car and listening to the show. That was until my third ride, when I had an older woman and her 12-year-old son in the car, and Big Purple Dillies was dropped after Greg, the CPA, claimed he also broke his penis after Doug forgot to take out his butt plug. I suppose this is my fault for streaming a vile St. Louis AM radio show in Colorado. Needless to say, the mother was not happy, and I'm not sure how much longer I'll be driving with Uber. Never change, fellas. P.S. Doug, next time you're in Colorado, and call me, and I'll get us a room at the Broadmoor and show you my apex predator? That's from Jenny Dell's Boo.
Jenny Dell's Boo.
Is that like the Nesson reporter?
Oh, yeah. I think that is. Nicely done. Morning, fellas. I'd just like to let you guys know I'm in tummy time mode. Oh, you gents don't know what that is? Let me explain. That's when I'm listening to Doug's voice on the radio and have to tuck my erection in the elastic waistband of my sweatpants. Thank you. Thank you for the delicious boner.
All right, that's enough. Who was it, Tim?
That's the hipster of town.
Again, he's already been suspended once today, so the charges will now be trebled. The hipster of Tower Grove South has indeed been suspended a period of 6 days' time.
Tom, are you going to the drop? If we're on the same page, you are.
I'm going to, but the music would stop, and so it's a whole thing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We can't have two tracks playing at once?
Currently, right now, but it's obviously being
redundant.
Taken care of. That and the Cuck Studio will be resolved.
Very nice. Ahoy!
Future not here yet.
And a fine ma'am to the Latias. Just wanted to drop a line and say welcome back, the cat.
Thank you.
Even though you were on a road trip whilst you took your brief hiatus, thus negating the actual hiatus, I was nonetheless sad like the Dickens to hear of the loss of your bright and shiny delightfulness. Again, I say welcome back, sir. You are indeed a treat. Speaking of that, I'd like to formally announce that 6 months from today, I'll be announcing my retirement from the Email of the Day competition, effective on August 26, 2053. It's with a heavy heart that I notify you guys that despite some poor to quite poor success in the past, I don't think I can muster another ounce of wit beyond my 77th birthday. Thank you, and praise Odin. CJ is six later. Doug, that's Lefty Jack Smear.
Lefty Jack Smear.
Morn, fall time is here, and the leaves are changing. I love this time of year because the dads start wearing flannel and growing beards. They get up there on the ladder to clean out the gutters and just kind of show off a little. Dads clean out gutters to show off? Is that true?
Show your manliness a little bit.
Sometimes I'll cruise around and pick out a few dads and pile of leaves and knock our guts around. Goodbye, Brian in Arizona.
That's a great email.
Just a horrendous email. Brian in Arizona with a horrendous email.
And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email today. Who's going to the WWE?
Tim, there were a few that were close, but body of work, I think I'm compelled to go hipster. Hipster Tower Grove.
That's awful.
Body work today.
Misty Plops, the
good
prolapsed prune aficionado, was good. But I'm going to give it to just a horrendous email just because it was so bizarre. Brian in Arizona.
That's a good selection. But when you can end on thank you. Thank you for the delicious boner. You win.
No.
And that's a Hot Shots email today. The hipster of Tower Grove South is going to the WWE. Tickets available for just $20 at Ticketmaster.com. Frank's up next with the Hollywood Casino Press Box for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and for Douglas Elvin Vaughn. I'm Tim McCurtain. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.